today, actually, before we began this program here, which began at noon Eastern time, a very special day on the Jewish calendar began. It is Rosh Hashanah. And we're in the middle of a 40-day time of repentance in Israel as they observe it. And it leads up to Yom Kippur here at the end of the month, beginning of October. A very, very special time. Jimmy, I would like you, as the host of Prophecy Today and a regular guest on Stand in the Gap Today, you and I, this in our two ministries, are great friends of Israel because we know that God's plan for our nation, for his nation, for actually for all nations, ultimately revolve around God's plan of redemption in and through his people, Israel. I don't think we can get enough of this kind of instruction. If you could just paint a little bit of a picture for us of the special season is in which we are now entering, have just now entered on the Jewish calendar, this last month of the Jewish calendar year. Put together some of these pieces and why this is so important and perhaps how it could fit into the events that we're seeing perhaps unfolding as we observe history and what's happening around the world.
Well, Sam, first of all, let me say Shema Tova. That in Hebrew says Happy New Year. So that's our greeting for the couple of days following the New Year, which has just begun in Israel, which, of course, marks the beginning of all Jewish holy days. The state of Israel is the center focus of all of that. Shema Tova means Happy New Year because Rosh Hashanah means the first of the year. Rush meaning the chief or the front or the first of the year. It's 5778. And let me explain what that means. The Jewish people believe that 5,778 years ago, God brought everything into existence. Genesis chapter 1, he created the heavens, the earth, and all that is in them within 6 days. Book of Exodus chapter 20 and verse 11. Now, how do they celebrate Rosh Hashanah? Well, the first thing they do, the men pick up their trumpets, they pick up their shofars, they go to the Western Wall, and only to the Western Wall because they're not able to get up onto the Temple Mount. They go there, and they celebrate Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the new year by blowing their shofars. I've seen as many as 10,000 men with shofars and trumpets there. What they are celebrating and why they're doing at that spot is because every Jewish scholar believes that the Temple Mount, the stone under that stone building, is the center of the Garden of Eden. They believe that's where God created it all. So they go to celebrate what happened 5,778 years ago. Now, it's a terrible time for those people on a diet because it's a two-day celebration. I want to make sure you don't miss any of it. And it is a festive time. All they do is eat, and then eat again. And one of the things they enjoy eating, they cut up the apple. They take real wonderful honey that's made in Israel. They stick the apple in the honey. They eat the honey-covered apple. And they say, may your year be as sweet as this honey-covered apple. It's a wonderful time. Rosh Hashanah started just moments ago there in Israel. But in addition, Sam, and we talked about the men going to the Western Wall to blow the shofars, today also begins the three fall feasts. There's trumpets, Yom Kippur, as you mentioned, and the Feast of Tabernacles, all within the next 15 days. This is the first month, and this is the month of Tishri, when they have Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets on the first day, on the 10th day, Yom Kippur, on the 15th day of the month, they'll have this next feast, which is Tabernacles. So it's a wonderful time. It's a festive time. It talks about how the Lord has given the Jewish people in Leviticus 23 these feasts to point to the person, the Messiah of Jesus Christ, and maybe I'll come back to that in a moment. It's just a marvelous time. The best way to try to relate the Messiah, Jesus Christ, to your Jewish friend is go and wish them Rosh Hashanah. Send them a Happy New Year's card. It'll be a great time in order to witness to your Jewish friend.